As we've previously reported, the federal government is designing a flood control system to protect densely populated neighborhoods in urban Honolulu from Manoa to Waikiki. The Alawai Flood Control Project aims to minimize flooding from a major rainstorm. Climate change is making those storms more common and more severe. That's putting pressure on policymakers to reduce the risk, but finding a solution that works for everyone is proving challenging and contentious. Josh Stanbro is the man in charge of climate change planning for the city and county of Honolulu. He says that not only are big weather events becoming more destructive, human development has made the problem worse.
The irony is this project came about because the entire watershed has been hardened. So whether it's driveways or streets or hardened streams, that water doesn't soak in any longer.
But the problem has been compounded by a warming climate.
100-year storms may happen every year come 2050. We saw in Houston, there was 3 500-year storms in 18 months.
Since development has reduced the ability of the ground to absorb water, storms now generate more runoff, which has to go somewhere.
What we have found is that the bottom of the bowl, per se, is that Makalimoili'ili area. That's the highest area at risk.
Jeff Herzog is with the Army Corps of Engineers Honolulu District. The Corps wants to build a series of basins that would contain water during a high rain event and slow its descent toward the lower watershed, the bottom of the bowl. Slow down the flow enough and you can prevent catastrophic flooding. But the detention basins would need to be built higher up the watershed to catch rainwater before it can cause damage. That concerns Palolo resident Sydney Lynch.
And you could have your big flood and then your basin could fail. Will this happen? No, but there is a possibility. And if you're living directly downstream from that, that's something that's really in your mind all the time. You just feel so powerless because nobody's listening and they dismiss you as like a NIMBY. Well, I'm not a NIMBY, but I will be living with the effects of this.
Lynch created a group called Protect Our Alawai Watershed to oppose the project's current design, which they view as negatively impacting their neighborhoods to the benefit of others. That highlights the central challenge of solving this problem. Every option will affect someone, and as climate change adaptation projects get bigger, so will the impacts. But there may be a very low-tech solution.
Let's start by listening, not by telling them what's good and what's bad.
Patrick Sullivan is the founder of Oceanit, a Honolulu-based technology and design firm. He was hired by a group of Honolulu City Council members to explore alternatives to the Corps of Engineers plan. Oceanit uses a problem-solving process called design thinking. Step one is empathize, which Sullivan says starts with listening.
And by listening, you create a safe place for people to share what they think and how they feel. And that's got to get distilled and synthesized, but it's got to start with active listening.
Sullivan says that by listening before designing, engineers can work with the community to address concerns up front and minimize negative impacts, and perhaps find a solution that's more accepted by the people who the project is designed to serve. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.